If you handle the series with ease, you are ready for check test number 9. Here are the letters for check test number 9. Are you ready? Number from 1 to 10. Check your answers in the check test key for lesson number 9 and record your score. If you're still missing any letters in this section, return to the portion of the tape where the missed letters are first taught. Be sure that you are repeating the sound-alikes and following carefully the study system. Also, review the section of your text for special memory clues. It just takes some students longer. You can learn it. You just need to get everything going for you. Remember just how much you have learned and don't let discouragement catch you sitting down. Stop the tape now and take at least a 1 hour rest. The ice cream in your refrigerator will be a good reward for a job well done. Lesson number 10. We will now review the letters you have already learned in the second half of this tape. Say the sound alike for each letter, and the letter for each as they're sounded. Nazi, in. A light is lit. L. Deep in the heart. H. Band rat-a-tat. B. Za-za did it. Z. Did I fail it? F. Bit it. Okay, see if you can beat me to the answer each time. Here we go. Deep in the heart. H. Za za did it. Z. Nazi, in. Bit it, I. Did I fail it? F. Band rat-a-tat. B. A light is lit. L. Very good. Now for a review of the letters. Copy each one on your own. Heads up. You should have written L B I Z N F B Z L I N and Z. If you did all right on that, how about some words? Ready? Did you write ball, B-A-L-L? Did it ooze between your toes? The girl's name, Liz, L-I-Z. Another name for a white lie, a fib. Hub, the center of activity. Okay, let's move on to some new letters. Today we will add G, X, and Q to your growing repertoire of letters. I hope that by now you have lined up a ham to give you your 5 words per minute test. You will be ready before you know it. In other code courses, the code characters are first sent very slowly and then are sped up as you struggle to gain proficiency. In the Code Quick system, you are learning initially at more than 5 words per minute. The 5 word per minute novice test will seem like snail's pace to you. In addition, when you get on the air using Morse code, you will be able to breeze along with hams who have been at it for years. Okay, enough verbiage. Let's bear down. G is represented by the phrase, God loves me. God loves me. It sounds like this. God loves me. God loves me. This simple but profound message is the theme of the Holy Bible. The Bible declares that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Think of yourself as the little person in the picture. In a way, all of our lives rest in the hand of God. Repeat, God loves me, as I sound the code. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. If it's night, go out and look at the stars and repeat this amazing message. God loves me. God loves me. Wow, what a sensational thought. G is God loves me. Now trace the G and repeat the sound alike. God loves me. now on a textured surface. God loves me. God loves me. Do you think you have it? Let's mix it up with L. A light is lit. And see if you can separate them. Say the sound alike for each as they're coded. A light is lit. God loves me. I think you have the G. God loves me. Let's add the Q to it. When I was learning Morse code back in 1950, I was having the usual terrible struggle when my professor suggested that Q sounds like pay day to day. Listen to it. Of course, who doesn't like payday? So the Q stuck very neatly in my mind, and I could copy it without hesitation ever after. That's what started me thinking about a better system that should be devised to help other people so that they wouldn't have the tough time learning the code that I did. But you ask, how does pay day to day equal a Q? Thought you'd never ask. You have to go British for this one. In Australia, a pound sterling is referred to as a quid. That's the same kind of expression that we have in the U.S. when we call our greenback a buck. The Britisher in the picture was just paid a whole wallet full of quid. Look at the contented expression on his face. Oh well, he won't have that long as soon as his wife notices the wad sticking out of his bulging pocket. Pay day to day. Q is payday today. Next, study the picture and repeat payday today each time the key is sounded. Payday today. Payday today. Take out your purse or wallet and look into it. Is it full of Q's? Was it payday today? Or was the last one a long time ago? Look into it. Handle your quid and repeat, payday today. Doesn't that make you feel pretty greedy? Okay, trace the Q in the air while I sound it on the keyer. Continue to say payday today each time. Payday today. Payday today. Turn the card over to the letter side and trace the letter. Ready? Payday today. day to day. Okay, now for a rough surface. Pay day to day. Pay day to day. Day to day. Okay, let's mix the Q with the G, God loves me, and let's see if you can name each one. Here we go. How'd it go? If you've still got it, let's add in the H for deep in the heart. Remember that? Let's see if you can copy all these. Here we go. Pay day to day. God loves me. Deep in the heart. Pay day to day. Now you can copy the whole CQ, which is sent when you want anyone to come back to your station. It sounds like this. Our last letter for lesson 10 is the X. It sounds like this. It says, cross at the door. Cross at the door. X is cross at the door. Cross at the door. I don't know how you were in math, but this cross is our old unknown from algebra days. He was always hard for me to pin down. Just when I thought I had him, he would cross over to a new room and I would have to start learning all over. What do you do when there's an unknown stranger at the door at your house? For some extra help to remember cross at the door, stand in a doorway and touch each corner, 1 foot on one side and one on the other. With one hand, touch the upper corner and put your other hand in the other upper corner. Stand there feeling cross, wondering how you got there, and repeat, cross at the door. If this doesn't make you cross, you might have a couple of ridiculous laughs. Have you ever been an ex before? Stop the tape and do it now. Everyone in your house just looks at you and shakes their heads. Poor fellow. He used to be so normal before he began to study the code. Study the X sound-alike card and repeat cross at the door each time it sounded. Cross at the door. Cross at the door. Cross at the door. Now trace your finger over the letter X and repeat cross at the door. cross at the door. It will help if you picture in your mind the door around the X as you say cross at the door. Okay, now in the air. Cross at the door. Cross at the door. Now on a rough surface. Cross at the door. Okay, can you still pick out the X when it's mixed up with the Q, payday today? Let's give it a try. That was payday today. Cross at the door. Alright, let's add the G. God loves me. You should have copied G, Q, X, G, X, and Q. If you did okay, why not take a quiz? Are you ready? You should have written X, Q, X, G, Q, G. If you missed any of those letters, stop the tape and trace the letters and their sound-alikes on onion skin, repeating the sound-alikes over and over until they stick. If this still doesn't set it firmly in glue, rewind the tape and go over lesson 10 again. If you whiz through that lesson, how about taking check test number 10 to see just how good you really are? A sharp pencil? Number up, 1 to 10. Threw in some there you hadn't practiced for a while, didn't I? Did it throw you? Mark your score on the check test graph and continue to study this section. If the H or the L threw you, spend some time practicing those cards before going on to lesson number 11. Do you realize that there remains only 3 letters which you haven't studied? You have learned 23 letters out of 26. Now don't get eager. If you didn't do perfectly on lesson 10, repeat it until you do. And remember to wait at least an hour before you go on to lesson 11. Lesson 11 will add the last three letters. All of these are very easy. Be prepared for a celebration as you complete the whole alphabet. Before we give the last three a try, let's be sure you remember the letters you learned in lesson 10. Let's see. Write these letters. You should have written G, Q, X, Q, G, and X. Was your answer perfect? If so, it's time for you to post your 23rd letter in the Letters I Know scoreboard. Just about to complete it, aren't you? How do you feel about now? If you had trouble, return to lesson 10 and practice a little more before plowing into lesson 11. I hope you are remembering to review your whole pack of sound-alike cards at least three or four times a day now, because in lesson 12 we will review the whole alphabet and get you ready for your course final exam. Now down to business. Let's begin with a man who is really out to sea. It's old Jay. Good old Jay. Jay was quite a brave fellow in his day, always daring to go where no one else would dare to go. One day on a Caribbean cruise, he decided to show the rest of the passengers what courage was all about by swimming in water infested by none other than the big boss of the waters, Jaws. The result is all too evident as good old Jay finds himself now in the jaws of Jaws. The sound alike for J is in Jaws, 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 and it sounds like this. In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. J. In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Look at the expression on Mr. J's face. It's as though he's saying, "Here I come, God." Study the picture and repeat, "In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws." In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Now turn over the card and trace the J while visualizing the picture. J is in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Think you can remember that gruesome sight? Now trace the J in the air while visualizing the shark's sharp teeth. In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Better watch where you swim. Now trace it on a rough surface. The J is in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Listen to it. and Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Do you need more help to remember J in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws? Can you work up some fear of this monster? In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws should send a shiver up your spine. Do you need to trace it on onion skin? Close your eyes. Can you visualize every aspect of this gruesome picture? Okay, let's mix G and J to see if you can copy them both. G, God loves me. Remember it? And J in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Here we go. The next letter to devote our attention to is the letter M. This is another easy one. Listen to the contented baby gurgle, mama, M. Mama. 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 Pretty simple, don't you think? Study the picture of this winsome beauty of the soap opera set and repeat mama each time the letter is keyed. The sound alike for the letter M is mama. Now turn the card over and trace the M while repeating mama and visualizing our version of mama. She's really an eyeful. Mama. 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 Okay, now trace it in the air. Mama. Mama. Again, on a rough surface. Now to combine M and J in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Here we go. Mama and Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. Think we can add X cross at the door to the other two? In Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. At the door. put Q from our last session with the others and see if you can still copy. Q, remember it? Payday today. Cross at the door. Payday today. In jaws, jaws, jaws. Mama. That should just about do it. Want to take a quiz? Here we go. You're on your own. You should have written Q, J, M, X, Q, M, X, and J. If you got them all, how about adding your final letter, the V? You know, V is for victory. Make the sign of the V in the air and hoop just a little before we begin. You have victory over the whole alphabet. The V sounds like this. The man at the piano is the famous composer Mr. Ludwig Beethoven. He is in the act of composing his beloved Fifth Symphony. Remember how it goes? A popular version came out within the last few years. As you know, V in Roman numerals is a 5. V. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is pouring from the piano in the picture. Visualize the picture while you think of the letter V and say, V-V-V-Va. Viva. 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 Okay, turn the card over and trace the letter while repeating the sound alike. Pretend you are composing a great piece of music and that it will be revered. Vivi viva. Okay, let's slow down now and write it in the air and continue to sound vivi viva. This is your last letter, so let's do it on some texture and do it with a flourish. Vivi viva. V is for victory. Vivi viva. Thank you. All right, let's add in the G and copy both. Remember G, God loves me. Okay, now add in the J in Jaws, Jaws, Jaws. You should have copied J, V, G, V, G, J. How did you do? This is the end of side 6. Please go on to the next tape.